This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's listen one more time, everyone, just because it feels so good.
Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth! What a comeback!
That's the call, courtesy of Fox, of the New England Patriots' historic Super Bowl victory last night. For everyone who loves the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat storyline in any great sports event, and yes, shout out there to ABC of the 1980s, last night's 34-28 Pats win had it all. The first overtime in Super Bowl history, a comeback against seemingly impossible odds, and as coach Bill Belichick said today, a team that proved once and for all they are the kings of crunch time.
I think eventually all those plays that we ran on offense, that our conditioning paid off and our mental toughness paid off. We were able to have good execution at the most critical time in the game. And that's really what, you know, where champions are decided is how well you play under pressure in critical situations.
Quarterback Tom Brady picked up his record fourth MVP trophy today, an award that Brady said should have gone to running back James White. Brady was visibly emotional after the game last night, and today he said why. It's because of his mother, Galen Brady, who's been fighting cancer for a year and a half, but was in Houston to watch her son.
All families go through challenging times, personally, but, she has a lot of support and a lot of love, and just happy last night to be able to celebrate with her. And, she hadn't been to a game all year, so what a hell of a game for her to be at.
Hell of a game indeed. Joining us now is Shira Springer, WBUR sports and society reporter. She's in Houston. And Shira, did you think at all that last night's game could have gone the way that it did?
No, not at all, especially considering the way things started. The Patriots were just so out of sync offensively. And to be quite honest, Brady was playing really poorly. I mean, this is a guy who had only two interceptions during the regular season, and then he throws a reception and it's returned for a touchdown. I mean, there were so many things that were not going the Patriots' way, and they fell behind, and they fell behind by as many as 25 points. There was no way that I thought personally they were going to come back, even with Brady.
Well,
as quarterback.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of folks were wondering. Like, in the first half, who were the guys out on the field? Like, they'd never seen these Patriots because they were so unlike how they'd played in the rest of the season. And then the Falcons then, like, it's almost as if a switch got turned off for them in the latter part of the second half.
Yeah, it was really strange. It was sort of, like, surreal on the other side of the ball with the Falcons because you had a team that looked like it was just going to romp toward a title get really, really tense. And I think that's where experience comes in. I think you have in Tom Brady a quarterback. This was his seventh Super Bowl. He knows what the pressure feels like. He knows how to do those late game drives. And we all know what happened in overtime.
Yeah. I mean, it's knowing what to do in those critical pressure situations, as Bill Belichick said in that cut we played. But here's the thing. I feel like a lot of people maybe had a wobbling of their faith in the Patriots, right? Because I was hearing about a lot of people like leaving or turning off the game in the fourth quarter because the Pats were down by so much. And even apparently President Donald Trump left where he was viewing the game in Florida. But you were sitting with a group of Pats fans in NRG Stadium. What was that like?
The group next to me, you know, they kind of tried to buck each other up and cheer each other on. And you could tell when it was, you know, the most dire, when the Patriots were down by 25 points, they were kind of looking at each other and saying, okay, just sort of one touchdown. Let's get some momentum here. And they were right. It just took one touchdown and sort of for the offense to get in sync and to get on a roll again and to build some confidence. And that's also what it took for Atlanta to get tight. But you could see then they were just up and down and they were pulling their hair out at different parts of the game. That being said, I don't think any of them thought that the game would result in the comeback and the finish that they saw. I mean, they were in total shock at the end of the game. And I was watching the players, the Patriots players go out, you know, Matthew Slater go out for the coin toss at the beginning of overtime. And they seemed to be a little bit shocked on their faces as well. Like, I can't believe we're here and playing for a title in overtime.
Yeah. I mean, so were those fans that you were looking at, like, did they practically pass out in joy when the Pats won?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's a pretty apt description. I mean, they just didn't know what to do with themselves, and then they were running around, and you could tell these were real diehard fans because they had jerseys that sort of spanned the entire history of the franchise. So, you know, you had your Ty Law jerseys and your Gronkowski jerseys. You know, I mean, it was the whole kind of breadth of the Super Bowl runs represented there, and yeah, they pretty much lost it.
Well, so you mentioned history there, Shira. I mean, let's talk about the history that was made by Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Record holders for Super Bowl wins. I mean, this, I guess there's no question. This puts them right there at the top of the greats list.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I don't think you can look at it any other way. I mean, I think you have to say, first of all, that Tom Brady is the greatest NFL quarterback of all time. And I think you have to make a very strong, or you can make a very strong argument that he's the greatest NFL player of all time. And I think you can say the same with regard to coaching and Bill Belichick, greatest NFL coach of all time. That being said, though, without each other, I don't think either would have had the same amount of success.
Well, Shira, it's interesting because at today's press conference, Brady referred to a couple of other football greats out of San Francisco. Here's what Brady said.
Steve Young and Joe Montana were my idols, and they still are. So every time I get around either of them, you know, I get, just excited to see them.
Yeah, Joe Montana is a childhood idol of Brady. So I think every opportunity he gets, he likes to mention Joe Montana. But I think he's himself is a little bit almost starstruck that he's bypassed now Joe Montana as the greatest quarterback of all time, and also bypassed him in terms of accolades, because with his four Super Bowl MVP awards, he has one more than Montana.
Interesting. And Joe Montana has four Super Bowl wins total, right? And Brady's got his fifth. Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's go back here for a second, Shira, because we should just mention this is the first time a Super Bowl has gone into overtime, right?
Yeah, it was funny. I think it was Fox Sports that tweeted out when it went into overtime. They were the broadcasters of the game, and they said, to be totally transparent here, we'd prepared for a lot of contingencies in this game, but overtime wasn't one of them. I think, you know, it had never happened before, as you said, and it was completely shocking. And I don't think at any point during, you know, the third quarter or even early in the fourth quarter did anyone anticipate that the Patriots would be able to tie it up in regulation. Yeah. It wasn't until, you know, that final drive that people were like, oh my God, this is going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so given the history-making nature of this game, I imagine that anything physical connected to the game is going to be some pretty hot property, right? Jerseys, things like that?
Yeah. I think everybody in New England and probably around the country has heard by now that Brady had his jersey stolen after the game. He's still trying to locate it.
Right out of his bag in the locker room?
Yes. Yes. And the interesting thing is it's a very controlled group that gets in there. It's not like they're letting everybody into the locker room. So there were, you know, a very small number of people who could have had access to his bag in the locker room and had an opportunity to take it. At his press conference this morning, he put out a call. He said, you know, hey, if anybody sees it on eBay, let me know. So something tells me, though, I don't think it'll be popping up there.
Well, as for Tom Brady's jersey, I'm guessing that it's going to end up at the same place the stolen Gardner Museum paintings are. We will never see it again.
Oh, I don't know. I'm keeping my eye on Vladimir Putin in Russia.
Well, sure.
Along with it, he's going to add to his Super Bowl collection, right? He has one ring, and now he might have a Brady jersey to add to it.
Shira Springer, get yourself on that airplane. Get back to Boston. Shira is WBUR Sports and Society reporter. She's been reporting tirelessly all of last week and today about the Patriots' historic win in Super Bowl LI. Shira, it's been so great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.